Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. So, Keren, if you have a horn meant to be to play music, so Agula Tameya, if it's a curved horn, it becomes Tamei, because it could be used as a container to hold things, Upshuta Tahor. But if it's a straight horn, then it's Tahor, because it can't hold anything. It's whatever comes in one end will go out the other end automatically, so it doesn't have a base kibble. Emaisim Mitzupa Shalashal Matechas, but if the mouthpiece is made out of metal, then tamei, then it's going to become tamei, because then it's considered to be a metal kli, so it doesn't need to have a base kibble. Hakav shala, if a bell is made out of metal, meaning it's not a separate bell, it's a bell that's part of this musical instrument, this horn. Rabbi Tarfon matamei. Rabbi Tarfon says it becomes tamei even when it's not attached to the horn, because we view it as a separate kli. V'cham matarin. V'cham say no, it's not an independent kli, it's only tafel to the horn, ubishas chiburon, but when it's actually attached to the horn, then akol tamei, then everyone agrees that it's going to become, that all of it is tamei, because it's all part of the same kli. Kayotzi bo kani menorah tahor, and the branches of a menorah tahor, because they're not considered their own separate kelim, haperach v'abas is tamein, but the perach of a menorah and the base of menorah are tamei, because they have a base kibul, ubishas chiburon, akol tamei, and when everything's attached to each other, then all of it is going to become tamei. Mishnah ches, kasta tamei, a metal helmet can become tamei because it's its own separate unit. It's its own separate kli. Ulechayayim tahorim, but the cheek pieces of a helmet are tahor. Like baseball players have like that cheek piece sometimes that protects their face in case they get hit with the ball. So they're not considered a separate unit. Im yesh ben beis kibul mayim tameim. But if the cheek piece has a little beis kibul for water, to take a little drink in the middle of the day or something like that, then it's going to be tahor. Kol kli amulcham, then it's going to be tamei. Rather, because it has a base kibble. Kol klei melchama tameim. All klei melchama are considered to be mekabel tuma. Hakidon, a kidon is able to be mekabel tuma, which is like a knife of some sort. Hanikon, the head of a spear, meaning the tip of a spear. Vahmagafin, and the leg guards that protect the metal armor that goes on the legs. Vashirion, and the armor that goes over the chest. Tameim, all of these things are going to become tamei because they're all metal kelim that have their own identity. Kol tachshit einashim tameim. Any women's jewelry can become tamei. Ir shel zahav, a certain type of fancy jewelry that was called an ir shel zahav because it was the way I picture it is like the Jerusalem skyline and made out of gold. So it comes up in a number of places in Shas. We have ir shel zahav katolios or chokers or nizamim or earrings v'tabos and regular rings. Tabas, bein sheish lechosim, bein shein lechosim. A ring can become tamei whether it has a signet on it or not, because either way, it's a metal kli with its own identity. Nizmeya af, a nose ring, could also become tamei. Katl shechulios shalashal matachos, b'chut shal pishtano shal tzemer. If you have a choker that's made out of metal beads, but the string that holds it together is made out of wool or made out of linen, nivsa kachot, so if the string snaps, hachulios tameos, then the beads can still become tameish, kolachas v'achas, because each one is considered to be its own separate kli, because they're still functional to be used as part of a different necklace. If you have a choker that's made out of a metal string and the beads are all different diamonds and glass and pearls, so if the beads break and the cord is still intact, the string is still intact, the metal string, tame, so then it can become tame because it's made out of metal, so it's still its own separate kli. Shiare katala, the other parts of a choker that broke can become tamei. Kamalot savar katana, as long as it's long enough to go around the neck of a very young person who has a small neck. Rabbi Lezra Omer, afilu tabas achas tamei. Even if it just has one bead left, it's going to become tamei. Shekin talim b'tzavar, because people do hang that one bead around their neck. Meaning, sometimes women have like these diamond necklaces that are full of diamonds all around, and sometimes it's one solitary diamond that hangs off of a chain. So they would have other things that are like like one charm or one stone or one piece of glass that hangs off the end of a chain. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Zayin, we discussed a type of musical instrument that was a keren, and we said that if it has a curve to it, it's tameh, otherwise it's tahor, and the metal mouthpiece is tameh, and we said that the bell at the end, according to Rabbi Tarfon, tameh, the Chum would say it's tahor, but when it's all together, when it's all attached to each other, the whole thing is mekabel tumah, and we said the branches of a menorah are not mekabel tumah independently. The perach and the base of the menorah are mekabel tumah, and when the whole menorah is together, the whole thing is mekabel tumah. And then in Mishnah Ches, we discussed a metal helmet that it's mekabel tumah automatically. The cheek pieces are not necessarily unless they have a base kibul, and we said that all of the different parts of the armor are mekabel tumah. And then we spoke about women's jewelry, that each one that has its own identity is mekabel tumah. And then we gave some detailed halachos about chokers that are made of a strand and trinkets around it. So when it is mekabel tumah, when it's not, if it breaks off, when the strand on its own is mekabel tumah, and if the other things that broke off of it are mekabel tumah or not. But Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes.